So taking agreeable, comfortable, soft summer postures that are supportive of being here. And just feeling into body and breathing a few moments and remembering your intentions for practice. And so, as I mentioned, this coming into the summer season can really fill us with a lot of joy and ease. And yet, let's remember about letting go, even as we feel a sense of perhaps even celebration. And William Blake reminds us, "He who binds to himself a joy does the winged life destroy. But he who kisses the joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise." So we let the joy come, we let the joy go, we appreciate it as it's here, the blessings as they're here. And here's a sweet piece from Emily Dickinson as well. And it's called Bloom. Bloom is result. To meet a flower and casually glance would cause one scarcely to suspect the minor circumstance assisting in the bright affair, so intricately done. Then offered as a butterfly to the meridian. To pack the bud, oppose the worm, obtain its right of due, adjust the heat, elude the wind, escape the prowling bee, great nature not to disappoint, awaiting her that day. To be a flower is profound responsibility. To be a flower is profound responsibility. And so, as we continue to receive the gifts of the earth in this season, we can remember how incredibly mysterious it all is and intricate. Perfectly balanced. Taking a few moments to reflect on that. To reflect on the seasons, the spring turning to summer at this point. The magic of it all, the science of it. And noticing how that makes you feel. Knowing we too are all part of this great mystery called Earth. And if it feels right for you, letting there be a wee smile on the face, little upturning of the corners of the lips and corners of the eyes, and possibly a little bit of the eyes up and outward as if looking at the beautiful blue sky, the sun, the trees, feeling the breeze. And offering ourselves some good wishes. May I be joyful. May I be joyful. Feeling body sitting and being breathed, supported by earth and air. May I be joyful. May I not be parted from my good fortunes. May I not be parted from my good fortunes. May I see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. Arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May I be joyfully peaceful. May I be joyfully peaceful. Now, perhaps there's someone in your life for whom you're happy. You're happy for them. They've had some good fortune, some happy circumstance, some contentment. And we might offer the phrases to this one. Holding them in mind. May you be joyful. May you be joyful. May you not be parted from your good fortunes. May you not be parted from your good fortunes. May you see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. All things with equanimity and balance. May you be joyfully peaceful. Joyfully peaceful. And practicing in the silence for this one. And take a moment longer with this one to offer these blessings of happiness. Noticing how it feels to offer these good wishes. And then see if you can hold in mind someone that you barely know. Maybe you don't even know them at all. It might be a neighborhood dog that just seems very happy walking and sniffing about, romping about. Or some neighborhood children. Or some other neighbor or shopkeeper. Someone you may see that you noticed something positive happening for them. Or maybe if you can't come up with a particular, you have some sense of people at a park or a playground, at a beach. They're having a good time. And we can offer the phrases to them. May you all be joyful. May you be joyful. May you not be parted from your good fortunes. May you not be parted from your good fortunes. May you see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. Equanimity and balance. May you be joyfully peaceful. Joyfully peaceful. And so practicing in the silence a little longer. And take a few moments longer practicing for this one or how many ones have come to mind. Take another minute. noticing how that all sits with you. And grounding nicely in body and breathing. Perhaps allowing for that little smile at the corner of the lips and the eyes and the slight upward gaze. And sending these good wishes to everyone here. Maybe you picked up on someone's good fortune just by something they said or a look, something you appreciated, or maybe it's just a hope for that you'd like to put out for each one here. And as we do this, we're including ourselves, feeling nicely grounded and breathing throughout, maybe with the smile. May we be joyful. May we be joyful. May we not be parted from our good fortunes. May we not be parted from our good fortunes. May we all see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. All things, the not so good, the lovely, equanimity and balance. May we all be joyfully peaceful, joyfully peaceful, peacefully joyful. Take a few more moments with the practice for the community. And just resting here in body and breathing, just as we are.